Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect evening to be outside if you're in the region. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF soldiers were wounded by Hezbollah terrorists, as reported by the Jerusalem Post 3 hours ago. The IDF successfully returned fire, killing all three terrorists. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reported 4 hours ago that historic negotiations between Israel and Lebanon have begun under the threat of Hezbollah. The IDF expects potential increased fire from Lebanese territory, particularly in the north. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, 90 more families are leaving Kiryat Shmona this summer. Residents feel abandoned by politicians, despite one individual deciding to stay. Separately, Ynet reports from an hour ago that medical teams are tirelessly working to save lives. 10 IDF soldiers were wounded in a clash with Hezbollah terrorists in Bint Jebel, 3 of them seriously. And finally, JNS reported 4 hours ago that a Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to arson and attempting to aid Hezbollah. Reagan Darby Prater admitted to firebombing a community center and trying to share sensitive information. From X, the latest. Yaron Samid, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago expressing cryptic support for a free Lebanon. The Times of Israel shared breaking news earlier today. Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Yechiel Leiter, stated that today's meeting with his Lebanese counterpart in Washington went well, acknowledging a shared understanding. Saul Sadka, an analyst, mentioned just minutes ago that Pezeshkian sees a dire need for a deal, predicting that without it, Iran's economy could collapse, directly impacting the IRGC's control. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's recent clash with Hezbollah, the Jerusalem Post highlighted the successful return of fire by Israeli forces. This confrontation happened near Bint Jebel, where 10 soldiers sustained injuries. The incident underscores the ongoing tensions on Israel's northern border. Civilians in the area remain on high alert. Turning to the historic negotiations, Israel Hayom reported the talks between Israel and Lebanon began with caution due to threats from Hezbollah. The IDF has warned of possible hostilities, which could impact the region's stability. These talks could pave the way for future peace, but tensions remain high. Meanwhile, the ongoing exodus from Kiryat Shmona is a growing concern. Israel Hayom detailed the departure of 90 families this summer, highlighting feelings of neglect by the government. This trend could lead to further demographic shifts in Israel's northern communities. In Haifa, medical teams are facing their own battle. According to Ynet, Rambam Hospital is treating seriously injured soldiers from the Bint Jebel clash. The medical response highlights the human cost of the conflict. Continued support for these teams is crucial for saving lives. Finally, the case of Reagan Darby Prater, as reported by JNS, brings to light international implications of local actions. His guilty plea for arson and aiding Hezbollah shows the reach of the conflict beyond the Middle East. It serves as a reminder of the global nature of these tensions. On the economic front, first, Dualbird, an Israeli startup, faces a significant loss. CTech reports the unexpected death of CEO Amir Gilad, leaving the company in a state of shock. Separately, Mariv Business outlines the severe impact on Iran's economy. 45 days of disconnection from the global market are pushing it to the brink of collapse. This situation affects millions in Iran and could have broader regional implications. And finally, Italy has suspended a defense agreement with Israel. Globes reports this decision comes in protest of Israeli actions in Lebanon. The move highlights the international diplomatic strains resulting from regional conflicts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.